The Roman Catholic Church has been fundamentally hiding the sexual abuse of their priests for decades. We know this. We know this. But Irene Duchesne was abused by someone named Father Charles Sylvester for 2 years. Oh, by the way, this is in Chatham, Ontario. She just had a protest in the Roman Catholic Church in London, Ontario. But in 2006, 14 years ago, Sylvester pleaded guilty to sexually abusing, get this, 47 children. 47 children all over Southern Ontario. He died in prison in 2007. 47 children, this guy. And you know what the church did? They settled with Madame Duchesne, Mrs. Duchesne, for $66,000. But guess what? She wants something different because she's just discovered that the church knew all about the abuse for 10 years and hid it. And her lawyer joins me on the line right now. Loretta Merritt, a sexual abuse lawyer with Torquin Mains Law Firm, representing Irene Duchesne. Loretta, I know we're a little late on this, but I'm stunned by this. Why is she protesting again on the steps of the church, the diocese in London?
Well, basically where we're at currently is the church is pursuing litigation to the Supreme Court of Canada. So what happened was Irene settled her case in 1996. She then found out that, or sorry, she started her case in 96, settled it in 2000, and then found out in 2006 that they had police statements from children who were complaining that this Sylvester had sexually assaulted them back in 1962. The police statements were from 1962. And Irene was not told that the church had this information when she settled her case. So she is seeking to set aside her settlement on the basis of misrepresentations made to her in the course of her lawsuit by the church.
And, know about when she was abused? Were they already aware of police records on this guy?
Oh, yeah. So first of all, in 1962, there were three witness statements given to the police from children saying they were abused by Sylvester in 1962. And those statements were given to Monsignor Cook and then likely on to the Bishop Cody. And basically what they did was they sent him to Montreal, and he thereby avoided criminal prosecution. And then they brought him back from Montreal and put him in a number of parishes where he went on to abuse numerous children, including Irene. So they knew he was an abuser before he ever got to her.
It's outrageous. There are police reports. Everybody knew in the church, and they did the old pass the trash, just kept moving them around from parish to protect the church. And Irene is sexually abused. In the CTV article about this, she says, "We got abused regularly, weekly, daily, some of us," she said. "We could walk into any classroom, and he would point a finger, and off we'd go. No one did anything to protect us." How old was she when he was abusing her?
She was a little kid.
Like a little 10 kid. 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old. And not only that, but there's another case that went to trial against the diocese involving one of the other survivors of abuse by Sylvester. And in that case, evidence came out that they actually knew in 1951 there was a child who complained about Sylvester in Hamilton and was told by the Father Murphy, "Don't tell anybody, I'll take care of it." And again, Sylvester put back in a diocese. And then again, in 1953-54 school year, a child at Sacred Heart in Windsor told Monsignor Dillon that she was abused by Sylvester. And again, Monsignor Dillon said he'll take care of it, and Sylvester gets moved to LaSalle. Those are findings of fact in a case that's already gone to trial.
And all she wants now, she's protesting, is for the church to reopen this, and they're challenging her in court for reopening because she settled before she had all this information. And now the church is fighting a victim who was sexually abused, and not only on their watch, and they knew about it, and she wants the truth to come, and they're fighting her on that too. How does, Loretta, how does that make you feel? I know I got a minute here, but how does that, that's just, it bothers me so deeply.
Irene is one of the most courageous and inspirational women I have ever met. She led the charge against Sylvester, both civilly and then in the criminal court too. And she has been fighting this battle, literally. Well, she's fought the battle in dealing with her abuse since she was a 10-year-old child, but she's been fighting legal battles since 1996.
Loretta, we are going to follow this case. I promise you, we'll have you back. And we'll follow Irene's case. Loretta Merritt, thank you for sharing with us. We got to take a break. But this is just outrageous. I appreciate it so much, Loretta.